If you go back 100 years ago, cruise ships didn't really have much to offer guests in terms of entertainment. So Brooke and Jubal in the morning. I mean, what did they have? Maybe they had one bar on board, a ballroom with no-touch dancing, and children could go play with chunks of lead on the slippery deck near the propellers.
Taste this one. That was fun for them. It tastes so good.
Good old days.
But fast forward to today, and modern cruise liners are like mobile cities in the middle of the ocean.
They're crazy.
These megaships offer guests crazy experiences like three-story water slides, high-speed zip lines, live performances by a 3D hologram of Carrot Top, all sorts of fantastic things. But even with all those entertainment options at your fingertips, some people would still say it's not exciting enough. And if you're looking for some way for your ocean journey to go to the next level, well, guess what? You're in luck, because one cruise line company is in the news because they're offering a brand new themed adventure on their vessels. It's called the Golden Girls at Sea Experience.
Yeah. Hey, those Golden Girls?
What yep, those Golden Girls from the popular 1980s TV show.
You like just do really funny quips back and forth at each other? Like, what's the... I don't get how they fulfill the theme.
The boat set sail from Miami, Florida, where the main characters are from on the show.
Oh, wow.
Rose, Blanche, Dorothy, and Sophia.
Okay.
All the passengers are encouraged to dress up like their favorite characters from Golden Girls. And they'll have the chance to participate in several events like the Key West Golden Girls Bar Crawl.
Oh, this would be so
fun.
That
is actually really fun.
Even a group of bros.
I know, like, it would be fun to do that.
And you always have one Golden Girl that you identify with more than the
other, right? Are you a Blanche
or maybe you're Sophia?
I was Blanche.
A Captain Sail Away Party with Cheesecake, which apparently is something they ate a lot of on the show.
Ooh.
Dorothy's Bingo Night. That's going to be a huge hit.
Hey!
And a karaoke party at the Rusty Anchor, which was Blanche's go-to place for meeting men on the TV show Golden Girls.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
That's so funny.
Prices for the Golden Girls cruise range from around $1,000 per person for a standard cabin to just under $2,000 for a deluxe cabin with an ocean balcony. And the good news is every single ticket on the ship automatically includes unlimited drinks.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah.
So I could give me a ticket.
Yeah,
I would buy one. I could make $2,000 worth of my money.
But is it going to be all old people? Is this a trap?
No.
Probably not.
You know,
no,
Golden Girls
yeah.
has had the resurgence.
Yeah,
like,
people are watching it now like crazy again.
Okay, good.
Even though Golden Girls has been off the air for almost 30 years, it's still got a big cult following. So it's no surprise that tickets are selling out extremely fast. The cruise is set to launch early next year, so get your tickets while they're still available.
Will do.
You know that this is just the start of them doing this with every show that's had a resurgence.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, there'll be a Friends cruise, and then
which
be...
I would be on as well.
The whole...
So Jose will be on every single
All
cruise
of them.
That they
right?
offer.
The whole idea might seem a little strange to you, but it's definitely not the weirdest themed cruise that's ever been created. For example, a few years ago, one company started a Zumba-themed cruise where all the passengers on board wore spandex and spent most of the time doing fast choreographed dances on the main deck of the ship in 90-degree heat. So just Zumbaing all day and all night.
That sounds terrible.
It does sound terrible.
Every hour there is a new Zumba dance scheduled with professional instructors, and then they sound a siren which tells everybody to come to the top deck so they can all Zumba together.
And the thing is it's not the Zumba part that gets me. It's the people that go, you know, on a cruise like that are super positive and have so many
positive
mantras, and they're just gonna tell you be the best you can.
Yeah.
The great complexions. Too.
Yeah.
Everybody on that boat has a great complexion. It would bug me. There's also one called the Conspiracy Cruise.
Oh God.
Conspiracy, spelled with S-E-A.
Nice.
That's where everybody on board is a self-proclaimed expert on various conspiracy theories. During that journey, there are workshops you can join to learn all the secrets that the government doesn't want you to know.
You know, it's not a good idea for all those guys to gather on a boat. Who knows what the government's going to do to you once you're on that boat?
You'll learn things like what Area 51 really is, the JFK assassination, and if Star Wars really did happen 20,000 years ago.
Oh,
whoa,
watch out.
Really happened?
Right?
They're going to put fluoride in the water and control your brain once you're on that ship.
The flat earthers are going to be like, you guys, I hope the boat turns around soon.
Yeah.
We're going to get off.
They're just screaming at the captain to turn around
turn
the whole time.
We're going to hit the ice wall.
Yeah.
There's another themed cruise called the Knitting Cruise. From crocheting to needlepoint, the entire 14-day adventure deals with only knitting and nothing else.
Wow.
Onboard passengers learn the finer points of their craft from experts in the field. And during the different ports of call, they make visits to specialized yarn shops, markets, and craft houses. Last year, it was voted as the cruise with the nicest people ever.
It sounds really like the most relaxing one.
My mother-in-law gets really into different yarn shops in different cities. Yeah. Yes, and I'm like, this looks exactly like the other yarn that you... Like, I don't get the difference.
So if you're into yarn cruising, that one's for you. Text in at 78592. Is there a cruise theme that you would love to see that hasn't happened yet? Be curious to find out what that is. All right, your phone tap's coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.